The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, moving back to news closer to home, two significant fuel support schemes for road transport firms and farmers worth a combined €220 million are being made available in response to the fuel crisis. And to get more on this and reaction to it, I'm joined by Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, and James Gagan, fuel protest representative. Sean, we'll come to you first of all. Will you tell us about, I suppose, what's in this, the allocation of this support scheme? How are the government divvying it up?
Yeah, so €220 million, €120 million for the hauliers and €100 million for the farm sector, including farm contractors, fisheries, aquaculture as well in that. It's going to work when it comes to the agriculture side of it. It will be a scheme based on usage last year. So this is obviously some of the heavy months when it comes to using agricultural equipment, and what the farmers will need to do is keep their receipts essentially from last year for fuel they purchased. It didn't necessarily need to be fuel within the eligibility window of March to July when these payments are going to be made. It could be from earlier on as towards the end of 2024, as the agriculture minister said earlier, and they will get money back equivalent to essentially 20 cents a litre on green diesels. That's about €200 per 1,000 litres of green diesel that they will get back to offset the rise in increases come since February. Then on the haulage side of things, the payment scheme is slightly different. It is per vehicle that they have. So for the first five vehicles, €1,350 will be paid monthly between March and July. So this has been backdated, obviously. And then €790 for vehicles 6 through 20 and €300 per vehicle for anything over that. So the smaller operators, I suppose, proportionally benefit a bit more, and there's payments for larger ones on average somewhere between €14,000 and €16,000 a month that is going to be worth. They're going to open in the next few weeks, and I think you have until about the end of May to apply for these if you're either the farmers or the hauliers, and the payments will start pretty quickly then afterwards.
Okay, so farmers, it's going to be based on fuel usage, hauliers based on fleet size, and that will basically mean that they will have those subsidies sort of in a targeted way. Is that fair to say, Sean?
Yeah, that's the aim of it here, that it is very targeted towards them. I think the Department of Agriculture looked at different methods of payment, looked at things like doing a per hectare payment, and decided ultimately this is probably the fairest way of it, given that obviously farms are used for different things. Some are more labor and fuel intensive than others, so they're giving it based on what they had last year and trying to offset some of that rise. Won't offset all of the rise, it should be said, because there's been a pretty staggering almost doubling in the price of green diesel from February to now, so it will blunt maybe the increase, but it won't totally stop it. And then for the hauliers, based on the fleet size, with the I suppose bulk of the money being used towards keeping smaller fleets alive and on the road, although the Irish Road Haulage Association has admitted themselves this won't save all of them from going under. They're hoping it will keep most of them in business, at least while fuel prices remain high.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, thank you for joining us. As I mentioned, James Gagan, fuel protest spokesperson and representative, is also with us. James, are you pleased with what's on offer here?
To be honest, it would be what we'd be looking for. Hopefully it will be some help, and hopefully it's not overcomplicated that a lot of guys won't qualify for it. And then it runs up till the fuel we use from March until July. Mm-hmm. Like, the August-September period is a very, very busy period when all your grain harvesting is done and all your second, third cut silage has been done, and that's been eliminated. So I can't understand why it stopped at the end of July, because the grain harvest hasn't hardly even started yet.
Well, I think the government would say that it's time-bound and it's targeted because we don't know where we'll be at that point, and therefore extending it beyond that time might not be necessary, but also might cost the government exchequer quite a lot of money if they were to do so, particularly if oil prices were hopefully going down by then.
Yeah, hopefully if they come back, the problem will be solved naturally, but like, we're going back on last year's fuel use, and we're using it for as our figures for this year. So, like, our fuel use last year in August, December would be a huge period of fuel use if those figures are to be used. Like, they're at the minute.
Yeah, but they're doing it from March to July, James, isn't that correct?
It is March, July there now, yeah. Yeah, like look, at the May, June is a massive period for the silage harvest. Like, in our own case here, we'll use about 2,500, 3,000 litres a day.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting 274 euros by way of a rebate per 1,000 litres of fuel. So that would be significant.
It would be. If it comes through easily enough, it'll be a huge help. Now, there is talk there that you have to get the accountant to do a good way to work on it. Accountants are talking about going to be charging maybe 15% of a fee on it. That's going to take the mile off fairly quick.
We did get a statement from government on that, saying that it will be very simple, it will not be complicated, and it will not require an accountant. I mean,
okay, if that's the way it's going to work, it will be brilliant. And if it's simple, that's what we would love to see happening.
Okay.
Now, the worst in the first payments are not going to be made until July. Maybe that's going to be changed around now, maybe a bit brought forward, because a huge problem is actually cash flow.
Yeah, and, well, it's certainly going to be backdated. I mean, we can't be sure when it's going to come out.
But still, I think you're talking about no payments will be actually physically made until July this year.
Okay. But overall, you think this is, I think you said they're brilliant. Is that right?
If it's a simplified system where we do get money back, it will be a huge help. Okay. But like our rising cost this year, like I think in my case, I could possibly qualify for 8,000 or 9,000 euro. My fuel bill this year is going up 70,000 at current prices. So it's not really solving the problem. Every little bit helps, but it definitely won't be solving the problem.
Well, I suppose the government would argue that they're not able to fully insulate the whole country from every aspect of the fuel crisis, but that this is going a significant length of ways towards dealing with the issues. I mean, it's saying that hauliers are likely to benefit on average, depending on their fleet size, to about 14 grand from this. And overall, this is sort of 220 million's worth of money for farmers and transport contractors and hauliers. So that would be, you know, it's €250 million.
Well, it is, but like they already have a lot of that taken in the extra taxes they've taken in. Like, I know the farmers who are registered VAT, not registered VAT, will be qualifying for it. But like, if you take the VAT take alone on agricultural diesel for farmers who can't claim it back at Christmas, the government was on roughly 10 cent a litre. Today, the government are on 20 cent a litre. So that's 10 cent gone off it, or actually extra that the government is getting. And now they're going to give back.
That's a sort of a separate issue, though, James. What the government is getting is totally separate to what you are getting. Like, I mean, with regard to what is on offer here in terms of fuel, do you feel that the protests achieved their end and you are satisfied now that this buffer is appropriate and significant and you're pleased?
Well, we definitely wouldn't be satisfied, but it is a help. And only that we didn't
protest.
You said it was
brilliant a minute ago. You're not satisfied, but you said it was brilliant. I'm a bit confused.
If it's simple, what I said was, if it's going to be a simple system, that would be brilliant. Because we had been talking to lorrymen who tried to claim back the rebates over the years, and it's a very, very complicated system. For their rebate system is a very complicated system. A lot of smaller operators don't even bother because it's just simply too much hassle to claim it back.
So you know what people will hear, though, when they hear you say
it's going to be a simple system.
When people say that you wouldn't even bother to claim it back, that would sort of indicate that you're not that much in need of the money if you're not even bothered.
Well, we need the money badly.
You're saying two things, James. You're saying people don't even bother to claim it back. But if there's a rebate available that you don't bother to claim back, it usually means that you're not that much in need.
For example, if it's going to nearly cost you as much to claim it back as you're going to get back, well, then it's not going to be worthwhile.
How is it going to cost you to claim it back?
But seemingly, from talking to hauliers, we know of hauliers over the years. Like, we never had a rebate system before, but there are hauliers who haven't claimed back rebates in the past.
I don't know why, but they said it was just. You know, people listening will think, because the only reason I wouldn't claim back money I was due was if it wasn't that desperately in need of it.
Well, look at my fuel bill is going up 70,000 this year.
No, you've said, but you're saying that some people might not even bother to claim it, but then you're saying they're in desperate need. These are contradictory things.
Yeah, but the smaller farmers wouldn't have a big fuel use. And if they have to get the accountants to do up their invoice out of it.
But James, do you hear what you're saying? If smaller farmers don't have a huge fuel use, therefore fuel prices rising don't have that much of an impact on them if they don't have a big fuel
use. Where it impacts on them is actually the contractor doing the work for them. Like our silage cutting this year is going up 30-40 euro an acre. So a farmer cutting 50 acres, our bill is going up by 1,500 euro on him. Now, hopefully, we get some of that back. Like, he doesn't qualify for what we charge him extra. So, like, our bills, like our biggest problem this year is actually going to just cash flow, because, and this, these payments, hopefully they're going to come and come as quick as possible. But we have heard last week that there'll be no payments made until July. And like next week when we start cutting salaries.
We heard people that the closing date for applications is the middle of May. So that's a couple of weeks' time, maybe 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, but what we're hearing is payments won't be made until July.
Well,
you can apply now.
I'm not sure that has been confirmed. I think that the payment period covers from March to July and that it will be backdated, but I don't think government has confirmed that there will be no payments until July.
When it was announced a week ago, anyway, that was what was said, was the payments would commence in July, but your application had to go in now and then has it processed and cleared and verified, and that's going to take until July. But like, we need money in our bank accounts immediately. Like, we're starting on silage next week. We're going to be burning €4,000 or €5,000 a day worth of fuel, and cash flow is going to be a major problem. We've already been told by all the oil companies that there's basically going to be no credit this year.
All right. Can I ask you, is there a way that you would have preferred to see this done? Because I'm not entirely sure how satisfied or dissatisfied you are.
What we pay out on the day, like if the oil companies could have got the rebate, say the oil that they deliver next week, if they could have got the 20 cent handed to them, and then they'd reduce the price to us, that would be a far, far better and simpler
system. So you would have preferred just cheaper at the pump for hauliers and farmers?
Cheaper at the pump. It's cash flow is the problem. Cash flow is the big problem here. Like, we're running up bills there, €3,000-€4,000 a day at the silage, and because bigger contracts are going to be spending €10,000-€15,000 a day, up to €100,000 a week. Like, it's going to take massive cash flow to run this ship this year. And, like, the oil companies are just reducing the credit they're giving out because they can't afford to give it out. And
It's our understanding that the first fuel support payments will occur by the end of June. This is under the new scheme, so it won't actually
be first
by
the end of June. So yeah, that's heading for July. So like, at that stage, we will have all the money spent on fuel if we can afford to get the fuel. You know, hopefully it will be a help. Hopefully it is as simple a system now as they're saying it's going to be. And hopefully we do benefit out of it, because if we don't, there's going to be a lot more contractors going out of business. We can't carry it. And the problem is...
14,000, as I said, they're saying, is the average benefit to a haulier or a contractor. That would be significant in your view?
How much will the average benefit be?
€14,000.
Yeah, it would be significant. It'd be a great help. It definitely would be a help.
All right. Okay. But like, look... We shall leave it there.
Our bills are going up so much. I'm hoping to get 68,000 out of it. My bills are going up 70,000 this year. So how much of an impact is that going to have on my business? It's not going to have a huge impact.
We'll leave it there, James.
And thanks very much for calling. Okay.
And that's James Gagan there, representative and spokesperson for the fuel protests.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.